Bez Hashem, learning my Ral, show number 5 in Tiferes Yisrael, page Yud Beis in my Harman's edition, on the left column, Va'al Yiksha. We're discussing over here, as he says, HaKoshi Levaruch Bebirchus HaTorah Kroy. Now we're going to be discussing the difficulty that comes with making Birchus HaTorah properly. Va'al Yiksha Lecha, don't ask a question, Lomolo Yohayim Levaruchim Betorah Tchila, because we said, why was the land of Eretz Yisrael lost to Klal Yisrael? And we gave the answer, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to answer, not the Chachamim, as we mentioned, not the Nevi'im, not the Malachi HaShareis. And Hashem said, Shloi Baruch Hu B'Torah Techila. They did not make the bracha on Birchas HaTorah first. So he's asking now, what does it mean they didn't make the bracha? So I might have told you that when I was in Eretz Yisrael in May, so I was staying somewhere for Shabbos, and I went to make a Birchas HaTorah. I wanted to make the brachas from the Siddur. And I pulled out the Siddur from the shelf, and I said the other brachas beforehand, and I get the Birchas HaTorah, and I didn't see it on that page, so I turned the next page. Didn't see it there either. So I thought the pages were stuck together. So I tried feeling around for them. Wasn't there either. What happened is that I looked, this was a Sfardi Siddur specifically for Nashim, for women. Mm. The Rambam paskins that Nashim, women, don't make Birchas HaTorah, so it's not in the Siddur. So what happened over here? Did the people of that generation, did they not have a Sfardi Siddur? They had a Sfardi Siddur? For women, like, what's going on? Did they say Birchas HaTorah? Did they not say Birchas HaTorah? That's the Maral's question now. Let's continue inside. Says the Maral, She'ein perish habrocha hadibur bepe bilvad. In other words, he's saying, Lama lo yuhayu mevarchim b'tarit chila, it's not the actual words itself. The words they said, the vaday hadibur bepe hayu mevarchim. There's no question. They didn't have that siddur that I was looking around for the bracha for. Al hakavano al habrocha ba'atzma. Now listen to these words. This is the key right now. Hi ha'avo ha'gimuro v'advekus el Hashem Yisbarach. What is the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, which he had said is a bracha chashuv ma'oid ma'oid, very, very important, arguably the most important bracha we make every single day. Put aside Birchas HaTorah, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, benching the Raisa, put that aside. It's lehoiv Hashem Yisbarach b'ma shenosan Torah. The bracha of Birchas HaTorah is to love Hashem Yisbarach in that He gave us the Torah. They were not appreciative in that generation, and I want to say something on their madrega, on their level, of the gift of the Torah. V'zehu inyan habracha. That's what the bracha is. The bracha is lehoiv Hashem Yisbarach, to love Hashem. B'mashen nosan Torah. V'zui inyan habracha. That's the point of the bracha. V'ein kol ava shavis. Not all avos, loves, love is equal. Ki ahava amitis, ki ahava b'chol leiv v'chol nefesh. What's true love? B'chol leiv, b'chol nefesh. As we say, v'ahavdei Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'adecha. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa to love Hashem with all of our heart, with all of our nefesh, all of our soul, and all of our resources. Lo yhoyu lehem ahava gemura. El Hashem Yisbarach Mashenosan HaTorah LeYisrael. They, in that generation, Amo of the Haaretz, why was the land of Israel lost to Klal Yisrael? Because they didn't have that love, Ahava HaGemura, of B'chol Levavcha, of B'chol Nashach, of B'chol Me'adecha. B'Mashenosan HaTorah LeYisrael, this that Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That's what they were lacking. But Prat, Al HaToiva HaGedoyla, and specifically, on this tremendous toiva, shehi ha-toiva. Shehi, toiva alakol. And specifically, what they were lacking was this appreciation of the toiva ha-gedoyla, of this. So what they were lacking was, they were lacking the appreciation that the toiva ha-gedoyla is toiva ha-gedoyla, shehi ha-toiva, which is the Toiva Alakol. This is the best thing in the world. To appreciate this is what they were lacking. She yesh levarich Hashem's barach v'yisale on top of Gimel now. Yisale shmoi al zeh v'chol liboy. We have to make the bracha. We have to appreciate the gift of the Torah. The same way a person, I'll just say it openly, once in a while, I should never get it again, I would get gout in my leg. And when I get gout in my foot, in my knee, I push it, I can't walk. I'm on crutches, or if I can't get out of bed, whatever it might be. It's just locked in that position. So, what happens afterwards? After I get the refuah, Baruch Hashem, let me tell you something. The bracha of Hamechi Mitzadei Gavar, and during the time that Hashem prepares the steps for a person, I make with much more kavana. Because now it was just taken away from me. But really, what's Hashem saying? Make the bracha Hamechi Mitzadei Gavar with that amount of kavana appreciation before I have to give you a wake-up call. And same thing with Zaykit Kefufim, Matir Asurim, Pakeach Ivrim. Here, the Maral is telling us we have to make the bracha of La'asayk B'divri Seira, V'harevna, and the bracha Hamu'ula, Mishmu brings down the greatest of the three brachas, Asher Bochar Bon Mikol Amim, with this appreciation. With this appreciation that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this gift of the Torah. That's how we have to make the bracha. Appreciate the gift that Hashem gave us the Torah. V'zeh she'amru Gemara in the Dorim Pei Aleph on top of Yud Gimel now. Now he's discussing even Talmud Chacham have difficulty in making the bracha the correct way. And now that he says Mipnei ma ein talmidei chachamim mitzuyim shiyotzei mehem talmidei chachamim. The Gemara asks a question. Gemara wants to know, why is it that you find, now this question was asked in the Gemara, that you have Talmidei Chachamim, but you don't find that the children are always Talmidei Chachamim like them? So you can say, well, the Mishnah says very clearly, it's not a Yerusha, you have to work on it. But there are many answers to this question. This is the question the Gemara asks, and the Maral is taking this approach to answer the question. So Gemara says, V'nei she'ein mevarchim b'tayr t'chilo. The Gemara says, it's Gemara's answer. Because they were making the bracha on Birchas HaTorah properly. Which is the same answer as to why the land of Eretz was lost by Chorim Bayis Rishon. Because they weren't making the bracha properly. What was the mean, as you just said, that they weren't making the bracha properly? Without the proper appreciation, Le'ahoy v'ashem yizbarach mashinasim Torah. Ki af im hayu mevarachim b'peh. You have to make the bracha b'chol liboy. When you make the bracha b'chol liboy, then you have ava Hashem yisbarach ha'ava gemura, true complete love. Now, what is true complete love? He's going to say in the next paragraph when you get there, in the midst of Hashem, that true complete love means there's love focused one place and one place only. Not divided, because if it's divided, that's not true complete love. And there's a tremendous yisoy that doesn't come after what he's teaching us in a minute. Now, if the Maral is calling this person a Talmud Chacham, and if the Maral is calling him a Tzadik Gomer, this person has to be Imamish, a Talmud Chacham, and Tzadik Gomer. Okay? On levels we can't begin to understand. For that person, for that Talmud Chacham, for that Tzadik, it's difficult for that Talmud Chacham Tzadik Gomer to make the bracha b'chol liboy. And he's going to continue to explain the main reason why that is because it's a sichlis, it's a seichel, it's a connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seichel on a level which is for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'chaveirov, for those who halachically they don't have to daven. Was it once every 30 days they have to daven, right? That was it, right? Because they're Teirosum Nasei. This is Rishon Bar Yochai v'Chaveirov. For them, for a person who comes out of the cave after 12 years and his eyes see people who are being Isaac in this world, so his eyes automatically start burning up the world. But for the average Talmud Chacham Tzadik Gomer, okay, which is not average, difficult for him also. Now, v'oid, furthermore, Tamil Chacham libay davok elai Torah. Tamil Chacham, his leiv is davok to the Torah. Ki chaviva ha-Torah alaimdeho. Because the Torah is so beloved by those who learn it. U'bishvil ha-avosum le-Torah. Because of the love of the Torah, dover zem esalik avos ha-mokoim b'shar zois sheboim le-lmoid. You hear what's going on here? They love the Torah so much that they're so connected to the Torah. What are they forgetting about? They're disconnecting to some degree to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you say, like, wow, that's amazing, Madrega. Imagine a person loves the Torah so much, he forgets about everything else in the world. That's amazing. The problem is, you can't forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's read the words again. Davar zeh misalek avos hamakom. You see the Madrega they were on? We have to realize that they were on a tremendously high Madrega. How many people do we know that when they learn the Torah, when they're learning, you could call their name, you could bump into them, and they want to, nothing, absolutely nothing phases them. Here, they were so davak. Misalik avas hamokim mesho zois sheboim lilmoid. Ki kaasher boim lilmoid Torah. Because when a person comes to learn Torah, v'havosom ela Torah, and their love is for the Torah, Ein belimut shelahem hava el Hashem isbarach b'mashen nashan Torah. It's let's just translate first, and then we'll discuss it. When a person is coming to learn Torah, and their love is for the Torah, where is their love not? It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein belimut shelahem hava el Hashem isbarach b'mashen nashan Torah. This that Hashem gave us the Torah. Ki ain, listen to this. Ki ain ava l'shnai, because you can't have love for two things. Ki kol ava he dvekas benev. Love is I love that thing. Vim davak b'zeh, if I'm a davak but in a, ain a davak b'acher. And tav page beis now. Lafichach ava satoira she chaviva aleihem. It was madrega they're on. Ava satoira was very dear to them. Davar zeh misalek she'ein habracha b'choliboy, that created that the love was not b'choliboy with all their heart. El Hashem Yisbarach mashen nosan ha-Torah. What does he keep on pointing out over here? Nosan ha-Torah. Appreciate that which was given to you. Don't appreciate just the mere fact that you have this great gift now. That you're using the gift. Appreciate that you were given this gift, not just that you're using it. Let's give an example for a second. Someone comes and gives you a box, and you open the box, and it's a pair of earpods, and you're very appreciative, and you use those earpods, but then you forget the person who gave them to you, but you're using them, and they work great, and you listen to Shiurim all the time with them. But what about the person who gave them to you? You're forgetting about that relationship that the person gave them to you. I think it's a good marshal. Because here the story is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a noisei na-Torah. And they're focusing on what? On the Torah, on the gift of the pods. But not focusing on how to use it. But not that Hashem is the noisei na-Torah. Let me just want to share with you a couple points before we go to the bottom on 73 for a minute. And I want to suggest that this is pshat. By the way, if your brain is being a little racked by like 1 second, they're loving the Torah and that's a problem? Is that what's bothering you? They're loving the Torah, that's a problem?
No, the problem is the disconnect.
The disconnect. It's a good question. It's a very good question. And that's a very good question. You know who didn't know the answer to that question? The Chachamim didn't know the answer. The Nevi'im didn't know the answer. The Malachim didn't know the answer. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I see it. It exists. There is a problem with the Limud HaTorah and the Birchas HaTorah that they were making, that they did not appreciate that I gave them this gift. So I want to suggest like this. We had in the parish a few weeks ago, Akedah Yitzchak. Akedah Yitzchak. Yitzchak goes up there, He's 37 years old, by the way. Those pictures that you see with his father holding you like in the shadow with the son in the back, it's all wrong. It's mamish 100% wrong. It's not a little boy. He's 37 years old. Okay? Do the math. What is Avraham Avinu showing and expressing? I love you. I love you, Yitzchak. There's no question about it. But look at the words that he said in here at the end of on page Gimel on the top. He said, "Ki kol ava he devegas benev v'im davak bezeh einay davak ba'acher." If you're davak in A, if you're clinging to one, you're not clinging to the next. So Akedas Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu is showing, as much as I love you, Yitzchak, and I thought my whole nation and the future will come from you, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm not asking any questions. I love Hashem more. And the Yisoid, we'll take a question in a second, the Yisoid Nafutz, the lesson we have to take from here is that everything Hashem gives us, children, parents, everything, friends, life, wife, everything, is to be used to channel it, to connect the dots to Hashem. And that was the chisaron on their madrega that they received in the mashal, the ear pods. They received the matana. They used the matana, appreciated the gift, but didn't appreciate as much who gave it to them. And every time they take out those ear pods and they put them in, and they're about to turn on that shear, and they finish with a great shear for an hour, they forgot the gift that was given to them. Who was the nicing of this matana? I can ask everybody to take a look. Those have it, page Yud Gimel, number 73 on the bottom. And we're going back to the beginning of this paragraph on Yud Gimel, where he says, V'oid ki ha-talmud chacham libei dovok el ha-teira, ki chaviva ha-teira el alam deho. The Torah is beloved by those who learn it. Zehu hezber sheni, says number 73 on the bottom, this is from Rabbi Hartman, this is the second explanation, bebir ha-koishi shel talmud chacham, with the explanation of the difficulty that Talmud Chacham has l'chavin karoy b'birchas ha-Torah, to properly have kavana in birchas ha-Torah. That's what he's telling us. This paragraph spoke about. V'oid hezber harishoyin hayashil merois heyoysam Talmud Chacham niskolim ha-Talmud Chacham mekoishi levarich birchas ha-Torah k'deboi. The Talmud Chacham has a difficulty of making the bracha kidboy. Kidboy means the correct way, 100% the correct way. Hari behezber ze yivar shadafka b'mafas heyoysen Talmud Chacham, only because this individual is the Talmud Chacham, yeshna koishi lechavin karoy b'mechas ha-Torah. He has this difficulty. Why? Because what did he say here, which is just bothering you? Because he's learning the Torah, ki chaviva ha-Torah, v'shvil avos, avos m'Torah. As he says on top, there is a misalik avos hamoko in v'shor zoyis sheboyim l'mo. Who is this? Could you imagine if you meet somebody like this, that he has such a love for the Torah, he can't think of anything else? I mean, that's a madrega. That's a massive, awesome, unbelievably high madrega. Right? Person has such a love for the Torah. That was the difficulty for that Talmud Chacham, for that Madreig of the person. Let's continue the next paragraph. Where we said on Yudalid, if you dovek bezeh, ain't you dovek be'acher. Correct? Now, what does that mean? On top of page Yudalid, we said, it says the number 76 is right there. The first word is be'acher. So there's a 76. Let's look at this one. Nira kavanosi. Ki nizbar baharak ha-demis ki avo hi his achdus shebein ha-oyev le-nehav. What is ava? Ava is that there is a love between one and another to the point that there is an echod. And when I was learning this and preparing this, I was thinking to myself, and I want to share this with you, what do we say? Put aside Baruch Shem Kivah Machus Eloyin Avad, because that was added in. What do we say right after Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What's the next word we say?
Vahafta.
Because love is one. It's that there's only one. It's not two. If there's two, then it's not, that's not Ahava Gemura. Let's see further. In number 76, Achinasim Dovar Echad. Mitzat Shehem Dovar Echad. That two, or as many as might be, become one. That's called Ava. Vahara his Achdus Rakshaychus Alidei Echad Uloshnaim. His Achdus, a unity. Is what does it say by Klai Yisrael? Vayisiyatsu v'tachtis are, we were by the mountain, by Har Sinai. Ki ish echod, b'leiv echod. How many went down to Mitzrayim? Shivim, what does it say? Nefesh. It doesn't say nefashos, because if you're one, that's where there's a achdus. Okafi shabir shekosav ha-beguris gorarye, it's right, b'amidbar, b'bir tainas hayareyach. So, I'll just see a little of this, that this is what the moon was complaining about. This is now the Maral, I'll explain over there, what that, she'i efshel shnei malachim she'ishtamsh b'keser echad. Right? That's what the moon said. The moon said you can't have two kings ruling with
one crown.
This is the Maral over there. V'yesh l'chol adas, ki ha-melech hu ha-mekasher es malchusoy ad she'kol echad. The king unifies his malchus, the subjects, the people, ad she'kol echad, until they're all one. And this was a Dovra Melech, this is a difficulty that Dovra Melech was working on after Shaul died. It wasn't, okay, he's the king. No. There was still, you had Avner, you had all of the Sai, all the people of Klai Yisrael, there was Shevet Yehuda, that was on David HaMelech's side. Then David HaMelech had to unify all of Klai Yisrael to be under him. L'fichach tzarech shiya melech echad v'lo shnei malachim. It has to be one king and not two. Ki eich yizkash v'yayis echad adei shnayim. How can you have this unity and to go back to one when you have two kings? Ki shnayim heimu chalakim. Two is divided. Ki ein achdus el lamelech. There's only a unity, a oneness by the king. Shu yachid ba'amoy v'yod yizkash v'akol yayis klal echad. Ulekach omra iyev sheshnei l'shnei malachim shi'tam shi'tamish b'keser echad. Ki kol melech tzor shi'yem miyuchad. Each king has to be miyuchad. We'll take a question in a second. V'leyeh loy shituf el zulosoy klal. No partner. Rak miyuchad ba'atzmai. And that's why he was saying above, that's what he said, im dovak b'zeh, in the dovak ba'achem. Now I'm going to read, I'm going to take question one, I just want to finish over here to 77, very important. Okay. Ulefichach, back on the top of the words of the Maral. Top line in the right corner of your Dalet. Ulefichach, avos ha-toira. She chaviva aleihem. Davar ze misalei sheina brocha b'choliboy el Hashem yizbarach b'ma shenosan ha-toira. Their love on top of your Dalet.
Okay.
Their love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excuse me. The love of the Torah was so great to them. Now once again, by definition, what does that have to tell us? That they were in the very high mandrega. They had a tremendous avas ha-toira. But it was misalik she'ina bracha b'choliboy. The bracha was not b'choliboy. Let's give an example. Everybody knows you can't learn until you make brachas ha-toira. It's the roadblock. You can't learn, you can't talk and learning until you make the bracha ha-toira. So imagine the scenario I'm about to give you right now. Someone's about to say something to you in the morning. You're walking to shul, Shabbos morning. He's about to tell you. He said, "Oh, you said Bechasai already?" He said, "Oh, no, 1 minute." You quickly rattle off in 3 seconds. "Yeah, I'm ready." What just happened here? How did you make that bracha? Did you make that bracha with the proper hini mucham zum lekayimus? As I said, the raisa l'shem yuchukush abrichu. And I'm not saying you have to say all that. But did you make the bracha with the proper pause, the proper realization, the proper connection? No. The person in this example, he made the bracha so he could hear the words of the Torah. That's exactly what we're discussing over here. That the bracha of the Noiseinat Torah, if the person appreciates the giver of the Torah, he's going to make that bracha with the proper way of making the bracha. Not just, oh, let me hear what you have to say in the parsha. That's exactly what we're talking about. So I want to take your points. We have to see first number 77, not the whole thing. I don't think it's underlined by you because I saw it afterwards. Where the first word on the line is HaTorah Shi Chachma. It's like more than halfway down 77. You see that? HaTorah Shi Chachma. B'lefichach. You see where I am? Ein Limur HaTorah Moira Al Abbas Hashem Yisbarach B'Shil Shenosan HaMatorah. Ein Limur HaTorah. Learning of the Torah does not represent, does not express, does not show Al Avas Hashem Yisbarach B'Shvil Shenosan Lahem Torah. Learning Torah, like the example I just gave you, where the friend wanted to tell him something on the parasha, and he makes a quick bracha, doesn't show Avas Hashem Yisbarach. It shows he wants to hear the pshat and the nice word in the parasha. L'fichach ein bracha shel Torah doime el brachas mitzvos. And therefore, the bracha in the Torah does not represent a similarity to berachas hamitzvos. Shul ol ala adam. Ela im hayi mechavein biyoyiser, but rather, if he has proper kavana, kashim avarich ala Torah, when he makes the bracha in the Torah, vayim izdabek bo yizbarach ba'ava gemuro, and he clings to Hashem Yisbarach with Ava Gemura, Bishul Shinos Na Torah, David Dover Zeh, who Koshe B'Yoyse Shiasa Zeh, V'loy Nimso, he says. It's very difficult, and it's not found. V'zeh Sh'omar Hashem Yivarach Matarit Chila. And this is what they were saying, that they didn't make the bracha on the Torah Tchila. So, once again, I wanted to share this with you, this piece on the bottom over here, that he's bringing down. This is all the Maral. This is all the Maral that I just showed you. It's quoted the Maral in a different place. This is in Nesiv HaTorah, right? And the Maral is a sefer called Nesiv HaTorah, the path of Torah. And in that, that's what we just quote over here. And that's exactly the point he's banging again and again. You could love the Torah, but that doesn't mean you love Hashem. And they were disconnecting themselves. And that's why they did Averus. That's why they did Averus, because even though they learned Torah, but they still did Averus because they didn't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way they should have loved Hashem. You hear what's going on? That was a lack of relationship. Let's go back to the marshal. Someone gives you the present, and you use the present all the time. But you forget, you don't really appreciate the fact that the person gave you that gift. So the relationship that one might have with that person giving the gift is not going to be a relationship of appreciation, of talking the proper way when you talk to the person. Oh, thank you so much for what you gave me. I mentioned, I think, last week or the week before, that the limud of the Maral is not just a machshava limud. The point of the limud is to bring to a lemaisa, an action, do something with it. So the question you just asked is like, so now is a dangerous territory here. If you're not making the bracha in the proper direction, in the proper way, with the appreciation of Hashem as being a noisein HaTorah, Hashem gives us the Torah, connect to Hashem. So maybe a person, it's hard to say, maybe he should make the bracha, right? But that's not. Definitely don't go that direction. Definitely make the bracha with the desire and the rotzen. The real desire that a person is showing Hashem, I want to make this bracha to connect to you. And that's why maybe it's not a bracha one should be making on the run. Generally speaking, the Taz says, which is not so easy, but the Taz says, any mitzvah bracha we do, we should be doing it focused and not be doing other things at the time. Same time. The Kaf HaChaim is very makbid, never walking around making a bracha. I heard this from my good friend of David Gross, who gives a share by us on every Tuesday on the Gedolim. Now, put aside, Lamaisa, you know, it happens. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, it's something that we should be very careful and put our koichus and preparation, and not just open the siddur, not just say it quickly. I'm talking to myself, you know, but this is the machshava we're learning here, and this is the maisa we want to do as well. Let's just see one more paragraph. Ulefichoch, we're on page Yudalit on the top, the second paragraph. And we're discussing here, ain't l'tam l'chochem, bonim tam l'chochem. We asked the question, we started, why is it that you find sometimes tamid l'chochem not coming from tamid l'chochem? Lefichoch, ain't yoytzim mihem tamid l'chochem, ki ilu hoyim ahavos, oyavim, oysoi, b'masha toira, nimso, mito yizbarach, hoyah Hashem yizbarach, gam ki in sibu l'toira, latzis mihem, tamid l'chochem. Because if they would love Hashem, who is the source and the reason of the Torah, then they would be the source to produce all their Tamid Chacham. But now they're running after the Torah itself, Bilvad, and they're not Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that Hashem is the Sibu for the Torah. That's why they were not producing Tamid Chacham. In other words, the proof was in that next generation. Shein kana siba mashpia as a Torah. You don't have a reason that's mashpia the Torah. Hu atamut chacham, which is the Talmud Chacham. V'zeh shom ha'kosov of loy shomu b'koyli neged ha'Torah atzma. That's what the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, that they didn't listen to my voice, they didn't adhere to the Torah, v'loy holchu ba, they didn't go in the ways of Torah, sh'loy lachu ha'Torah im sibasa. What's the sibas ha'Torah? What's the sibas ha'Torah? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sibas HaTorah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they were lacking. Ki lekichas HaTorah im Sibas HaNikris Halicha V'Torah Lagamre. Because the Sibas HaTorah with Ki lekichas HaTorah im Sibas HaNikra Halicha V'Torah Lagamre. Going in the way of the Torah with the source, the reason behind the Torah. Not just because it's Geshmak HaLimud. Right? Somebody could be mamish enjoying this very much. Is he connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's the question. Let's see one more paragraph. That's why loy chachamim, v'loy nevim, v'loy amalachim. Nobody knew what the reason of the horrors that they lost the land of Eretz Yisrael was. Ki davar zeh magia el ha-siba ha-rishoyna v'prat, because only this can come to the siba ha-rishoyna. What's the siba ha-rishoyna? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein magia el ha-mesoyvev. V'chol eilu heim alulim ha-mesoyvevim. Meaning the people. L'chein ha-perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'atzim. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to come explain this, because he knew that they are not making the bracha with appreciation of the noisin ha-Torah. Appreciate the gift that Hashem is giving you. Not just enjoy the Torah. If the Talmud Chacham is not making the bracha properly first, then he's not taking Hashem with him. What's the Sibas HaTorah? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And is it not only is he not taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a separation. And the Talmud Chacham is not going to come from that person as well. Like a person who takes the tree without the roots and he wants to replant it. No fruit's going to come out from it. It's not going to work. You need the roots. What's the roots in this example, in the Nimshal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the root. We have to connect the dots. We have to connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach, im avarich b'toyer tchilo, yoytze mihem tamut chacham v'oyse pri. If they would make the bracha with the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the noise in HaTorah, Lehoiv Hashem Yisbarach, to love Hashem Yisbarach, that He's the noise in HaTorah, then as Oisei Peri, Oisei Pri, then the Talmud Chacham will come after Him as well. Okay, we'll stop here. You know what? Apologize. We're going to stop after the next four lines. V'mnei kach, kasher o'odem chavein b'Torah l'Hashem Yisbarach, Shenos na Torah, gam kein Hashem Yisbarach matzil oisoy min hashgiyo, v'yor eina v'toyrosoy. And because of this, mekach, when a person is mechavim b'Torah to Hashem Yisbarach, that he is a nois in HaTorah, gam kein Hashem Yisbarach matzil oisoy, Hashem will protect the person from the averus, because now the Torah is making, like the modern site, the Dachof Al says, The Torah protects the person from making mistakes. We'll stop here.